Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Suicide Thursday, written by Will Carver and read by Kieran Sword. Prologue. I type. Mike is dead. From behind, it looks as though he is sitting on his living room floor with his hands in his lap, staring into the mirror. And maybe that is true. His eyes are open. But Mike is definitely dead. Two cuts. One across the top of each thigh. There's more blood on the floor than left inside his body. And some of that blood has been mixed with Jackie's tears. She found him like this. And the look on his face is one of relief. And the look on hers is mourning and sorrow and all her Catholic guilt. He is gone. She is lost. I'm somewhere in between. Suicide is a beginning for those left behind. This was not a cry for help. This was serious and thought out and deliberate. Mike wanted to die. But a look at the scene from the front, a different angle, and his hands are not resting on his lap. They're in his legs. He tried to stop it. They're both sitting on the floor, broken. My best friend and my girlfriend. Blood on their hands. Too dark, maybe. Gruesome. In this situation, you don't know what is going on. How events transpired. The reasons behind the decision to end a life. It's easy to focus on the wrong thing. Miss what's important. What's right in front of you. Again. Apparently, the triangle is the strongest shape. The three sides push against each other perfectly so that a great force is required to misshape or break the bond between them. That's how we work. Mike, Jackie, and me. How we worked. Mike cut his legs open and bled out on his newly polished floor. Whatever he was secretly feeling, it warped our triangle and made us weak. Our compassion must not have been equal to his self-loathing. Our love was not enough to cancel out his despair. Understanding is often outweighed by self-interest, benevolence by guilt. Now all that is left is a line, a faint line between myself and my girlfriend, Jackie. A continuum. Where one end is her and one end is me. One side is fact and the other is fiction. And somewhere in the middle is the truth. Too bleak. Nobody wants to read about decaying social values and humankind's growing disconnection with one another. It's abstract, obscuring what the story is really about. In my mind, it plays out like a film. Once more. Interior. Mike's flat. Night. Mike is sitting on the floor, opposite a mirror, in a puddle of his own blood. Jackie cries opposite him. Eli, VO,